And, you know, that's that. He goes, let me tell you what my understanding of potential is. Potential is unused energy. That's what you're bragging about, is, hey, everybody, I got a lot of unused energy. He goes, you don't hear people describe Abe Lincoln as having a lot of potential because he used his. You haven't done anything. So hence my whole argument towards life on why you shouldn't pass too harsh a judgment on me because I have potential was quickly thrown out the window by my sponsor, as many other things would later be. But back when this nurse was laughing at me, I didn't know any of that. I remember, this is nothing funny about this, right? And then she held up the bottle. She's like, well, what you took were vitamin C tablets. And like, all right. I didn't dawn on me. I'm like, well, I took a lot of them, so goodbye. And end up in the psych ward. And the psych ward, by the way, I try not to share opinions. I don't want to be controversial. But I think the term psych ward is being used far too liberal these days. I swear to God, I was at a meeting one time, and this guy is like, up here in the psych ward. I'm like, psych ward? My God, there's a coffee machine and a TV and silverware. This is no psych ward. Psych ward is what I woke up in the next day, right? Bed with Velcro sheets, no glass, just a weird, goofy metal mirror, like a funhouse mirror that you wake up and you're, oh my God. And doors locked, slits on the door that, because, you know, I'm Hannibal Lecter suddenly now. They don't want to come in. They might eat their liver. And that's a psych ward, and that's what I was in. And they suggested to me that I go to meetings of Alcoholics Anonymous. And I didn't have anything else to do. I was 19. And I went to my first AA meeting. They wouldn't let me out unless I agreed to go to a meeting. That was a powerful motivator. But I got to tell you, even in the psych ward, I didn't measure up. Truthfully, I mean, I remember this guy, you know, talking to this guy, you know, hey, what are you in for? He's like, well, you know, I hear voices and dogs talk to me. Cool. How about you? Took too much vitamin C. Right? I don't even make... Even the mental patients were like, giving me looks. Hey, I know what that look is. Settle down. I got a lot of potential. Anyway. Got into Alcoholics Anonymous. Spent my whole life wanting to belong somewhere. I've sold my beliefs, my morals, personalities, viewpoints, to gain the acceptance of people that I don't even really like. And suddenly that all went out the door when I walked into AA. I could not judge my way out of here fast enough, right? I'm not like you. You don't understand me. I've got the wagon so tightly circled around me that there's no one is going to be able to penetrate in. Because it's funny, you know, I remember a therapist, I was always seeing doctors, always taking tests, but I remember a therapist telling me that he felt like, he goes, you could be alcoholic, or you could be, and then it was just this long litany of psychological disorders. You could be, you know, personality disorder, borderline, schizophrenic, manic, depressive, blah, 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 or alcoholic. No, I'm the first one. And because I don't want alcohol taken away. Because while I know some well-meaning, loving people in my life think that it is a problem, and I understand why they think that. It certainly looks problematic. It is a solution. You know when I become the most suicidal in my life? It's not on a drunk. It's coming off of one. Maybe a week after a one. Maybe when I've tried to sober up for a month and the pressure of life is starting to squeeze me. That's when suicide becomes a very real option. And by the way, is when most alcoholic suicides take place, is when they're sober. So I'm judged my way out of AA, convinced that I can quit drinking on my own, and for the next 2 years failed miserably at that. Came back in with somewhat of a open mind. I was 21 and decided that it was the last door on the hall. I've taken tests, I've been on medication, I've tried all kinds of things. Just to kind of tell you where I'm at today with my philosophy on AA, but a lot of the things that I was trying were never going to work. You know, on social media, I'll sometimes see people know have these posts about how they've pulled themselves up by their bootstraps. You know, I finally realized what an idiot I was, and now I'm not. That was never going to happen for me, but I didn't know that. That makes sense that would be the answer, is to finally Live to your